Oh, good morning. Oh. Oh. Shocking. Oh. Oh. It's dark outside this morning. Got the backlight on from our garage light there. Ooh. 29 degrees. Air temperature. Getting a thermometer to put in here. Oh. Oh. Woke up last night thinking, maybe I'll just record the audio and act like I'm in here. Oh, so a couple things this morning. That which we welcome cannot bind us. The idea of, oh, opening up and welcoming instead of resisting life, oh, or whatever it is, even pain has a way of, like, right now, if I resist and curl up and try to push it away, has a way of keeping it there. So by opening up, and I'm doing that through the breath, and I'm also, if our bodies signal, like if I curled up, like brought my arms together in a shivering kind of pose, it indicates closing. And so by opening the posture, I've got my chest open, I've got my legs open, I've got my arms open, and now I'm actually opening up my palms. Oh, gosh. And I just felt the body relax. Oh, there went the video. Well, I think it's still recording, so, but it fell. But, oh, I hopefully didn't drop the phone into that. No, I don't think it did. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, that's an interesting one. Oh. Oh. So, oh, by opening up the posture, oh, it signals, it's a signal, it's a way of speaking to our nervous system that it's okay. So this can happen in stressful situations, like just in general in life, you notice that your posture is really closed, or you're really nervous or anxious about something, you can open up your posture, sit in a relaxed way. Let me tell you, this is an act of the will. There's nothing harder when you feel stressed or you feel that, and I'm not talking about if there's real danger, then you need to be in a posture that the situation calls for. But most of the time, we don't need to be in some of the closed postures that we are. And when we're closed and fighting or frozen, what it does is signals to our nervous system that it needs to go into its more primitive mode. And so it starts pumping out cortisol and adrenaline into our system, which is really taxing on us and isn't necessary. In this case, I'm opening up just to the experience so that my body isn't in that rigid position in the water that actually makes it continue to really suffer. And so in the position that I'm now in, which is an open position, it's really hard at first. And that's where there's an act of the will that is absolutely needed with any of these practices, whether there are emotional practices, psychological practices, somatic. I mean, it's all, of course, connected. In this case, it's, you know, you're working with all of them. Just an act of the will to walk out here and get in this morning just felt Herculean, and there was something about I've decided to do this for a while and experiment with it. And it also brings me back to practices that I teach in university class, that I teach clients, but practices that saved my life. And so being in here in the cold water, it's easier now. I'd say it was still like excruciating this morning. The water was very cold. I'm going to get a thermometer, but you know, it's icy on the top. It's been out in this weather for days and days. So, But the idea of like welcoming that which we welcome cannot bind us. It's there's a something that's constant in us, as my friend Peter Billing says. There's a constancy that is in whether it's being in the sweat where it's really hot or out here in the ice cold water, or just going through life. There is something that's constant, and that's that welcoming presence. And so we bring that welcoming presence into a situation like this, and then we use techniques and strategies, and we actively open our bodies, we open our hearts. And when we do that, it allows us to be with that which longs to pass through. Now I'm at a situation here where I'm realizing, okay, it's about time to get out. My body is at the point in my cold therapy experience where I can feel it's time for me to move out of the cold water and back into the warmth. And so just being with that for a little while, because listening to the body is ultimately the goal here, building resiliency, helping them in an emotional way, building resiliency physically. I've noticed like throughout the day there's a vibrancy recently, and there's also like the sense that I can be with this. And one of the questions I continue to ask, like, can I be with this for a little longer? And that's that staying open and curious. Curiosity is a stance of openness in the heart. So, okay, I'm going to get out. Cheers.